Simon & Schuster Audio presents Brown Boy, a Memoir by Omar Aziz. Read by the author.
For my teachers. And the mind that has conceived a plan of living must never lose sight of the chaos against which that pattern was conceived. That goes for societies as well as individuals. Ralph Ellison, Invisible Man. Thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Exodus Chapter 22, Verse 21. Prologue, 2016. The door closed in a brightly lit office. A soldier in a green uniform stood at the side. The interrogation chamber was about to swallow another body. I sat in a chair, quiet and afraid. My eyes were fixed on the ground that now felt like quicksand. In America, I would have known what to say and do. But I was no longer in America. I was in Israel. An hour passed, then another. The room was quiet, and except for the rush of thoughts, I was still. It was like those days of youth when I sat in the mosque and tried to talk to God. Now I was older, and knew that God didn't talk to people in interrogation rooms. A young soldier, boyish and hesitant, watched from the doorway. He must have been 18, 19 tops. Our skin tones and facial features were similar. He reminded me of my boyhood friends back in Toronto, and in an amusing sort of way, resembled my younger self. In an alternative universe, our positions might have been reversed. Despite being innocent of any wrongdoing, I could not understand why I still felt guilty. A short, bald man entered the room. He had a folder under his arm, the reserved demeanor of a man in control. "I am Max," he said. He rolled up his sleeves, sat across from me, and stared. "Where are you from?" he asked. "Canada," I said. "But I study in America." "Omar," he
Sample complete. Ready to continue?